Dear friends, in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the one crucified. Today they say, a picture is worth a thousand words. We see videotapes, we see synthesized movies, we see all kinds of instant replays. The pictures are obvious in every part of our society. The question is, how then are we to go about as preachers with the base of our authority as solely the Word of God? In a society where pictures are everything, seeing is believing, how are we supposed to preach only the Word? It's interesting because on the mission field, there are many churches. Mormons have huge temples, crossless centers. Jehovah's Witnesses are in every corner selling books, proclaiming a kingdom which will be coming soon, an earthly kingdom. And on the other hand, charismatics are looking for prayers, healing, miracles, something visible, some sign. Didn't someone ask Jesus, what sign will you give us? As preachers of the Word, what is our theology supposed to be? Is it seeing or is it hearing? St. Paul helps us out. Before your very eyes, Jesus Christ was portrayed as crucified. As crucified. As a missionary to Guatemala, the temptation is always there to take a different theology. Instead of the seeing theology, give them something tangible. We want to change it to a hearing theology. Now, a seeing theology is obvious in liberation theology. They say, preaching the gospel, that's archaic. What we want is something we can see, something we can feel, something the people know that we love them. We want to raise the people's level of living. We want to bring them up to our level and give them these things so that they can see that we love them. And it's interesting here, Paul continues to preach Jesus Christ clearly as crucified. But wait a minute, he was writing to the Galatians. Did they see him clearly crucified? Were they observers at the circle of the cross? He says, did you receive by observing the law? Did you receive? Or by hearing and finally letting what the Spirit said sink into your heart? What was the test of the apostle? The apostle had to be there, an eyewitness. So how are we asked to go? I like what the hymn said this morning. Send men whose eyes have seen the King. Have you seen the King? Or have you heard his voice? How can this song say, send men whose eyes have seen the King? Have you seen the King? Maybe not with your physical eyes. Paul, in actually grotesque reality, describes the suffering Christ, crucified, blood and guts. He poured it out all for us on the cross. Displayed in beauty, his blood and his water flowing out. That's where the picture has to start. But do you feel guilty? Sometimes you don't feel this. And sometimes maybe as preachers we think we have too much of the genus majestaticum attributed to us. We have the God come down inside us, and it becomes, instead of his word, it becomes our word. And the way that we speak and the way that we move our hands, homiletics teaches us not to speak too quickly because the words might slip by. What is it then? The power is not in our words, but the power is in his word. Have you suffered so much for nothing? Was it really all in vain? Or did God give you his Spirit to work miracles in you? Now, how does the Spirit work miracles in you? By doing things? By having beautiful signs, signals? Is that how? I don't think so. By giving us power through his word to be able to move, be able to go forward. Because right after the verse nails it down, it says, consider Abraham, and here we have a concrete example. He believed God, and it was credit to him, and we all know, as righteousness. But then it says, the Scripture foresaw. The Scripture even saw ahead. Even though they didn't have a picture, the Scripture could see the picture that the Gentiles, the outsiders, would be justified by faith. Whenever we take our eyes off of the outsiders, kind of look at the insiders, us, when we feel that Christ has given us the gift, then maybe we are not children of Abraham's theology. The theology which is the faith which sees beyond the death, the faith which sees beyond the color of our skin or our position, but the faith which sees whoever trusts in this word will be justified. It says, announce the gospel in advance to Abraham so that all the nations would be blessed along with him. Another thing, what did Christ say when he came? In, I think it's John 8, Abraham saw my days and he rejoiced. So Christ even talked about Christ, talked about Abraham having seen the days of him, although Abraham obviously had not seen them. And in another place in Luke 17, we hear about Abraham in his exalted state in the bosom of the Father, seen by Lazarus. What does he say? You better trust Christ as he walks through walls, as visions are presented before you. But he says, no. You've got to hear it. Words of Moses and the prophets. Do we receive the Spirit by a vision, by a special dispensation, by a special revelation? Nope. The only way is God's Word. The Word cuts, pierces. The Word shows us that we need to look at the crucified. We need to close our eyes in faith and believe in this corpse before us. But it's not a corpse. The crucified, the present, the crucified is the living Christ. Not crucified and dead, but crucified and living for us. In Guatemala, people have ways of working out their own guilt. They have ways of thinking that they are, in fact, participating in the crucifixion. One of the saddest times of the year is Good Friday and Holy Week, because there they are lined up, the processions and the bearers. They have to sign up months in advance. You'll be able to guess why in a minute. These people carry on their shoulders the Christ, crucified with a jewel-studded cross, but emaciated, beaten, whipped, bloody. The suffering is there. It's beautiful to see how the Christ has suffered for the sins of the people, the sins of the people. And the people know this is Christ. He has suffered for us. The saddest thing, these people are carrying their own burden of sin because they believe that by carrying in the procession, they themselves are participating in the death of Christ. This is what we call spiritual blindness. We cannot overlook the outsiders or the Gentiles that the Word of God promises would justify by faith. The Word of God can open the doors. The Word of God says, the Scripture foresaw that God would justify. We don't need to put any names there. We can thank the Christ for that. In conclusion, is it by seeing, by what you get, by what you do, that God wants you and his team? Never. But it's closing your eyes, trusting in the Word as it sinks in. There is no promise with seeing, no promise of receiving eternal life for us today for having seen the Christ in his physical body. There is a promise. Through the Word, we can. Let us live in that faith as we continue to follow in the steps of the Savior, hearing his voice as we're guided. Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed as crucified. May the peace of God, which passes all of our human understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.